Today we're talking about the five things I wish every INFJ would know. I've been an INFJ life coach for almost 10 years now. For almost 10 years now, this channel exists, and I've talked to thousands of INFJs throughout that time. And there are some key aspects that I wish every INFJ would know because it will change their life drastically. It can be so much easier than so much of us believe, and we keep struggling and we keep repeating patterns that are not in our own best interest. Today, I want to talk to you about the five things that I wish every INFJ would know, and I promise you, once you embrace these, your life will change forever. Before we get started, I want to remind you we have a new version of the INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp that launches January 28th. So make sure you're on that waiting list to get access to the early bird price and get notified once we go live. And if you want an overview and a guideline to what works to make your INFJ Epic Life happen, then check out the new and improved poster on the five pillars to an INFJ Epic Life. You can find everything we just talked about in the links in the description. Number one. You are never ever going to get the recognition you crave from others. It's just not going to happen. And this might be shocking. This might make you feel like life is worse than you thought, because there was always this part of you that hoped that someday people will get it. Someday people will appreciate you for who you are. But the thing is this, people will never ever give you what you crave because we're looking for it in the wrong place. What we're continuously doing is repeating a pattern we experienced as kids, which was, I'm going to be myself and then I'm going to be loved. I'm going to be accepted. I'm going to be appreciated. But people around us have their own stuff as well. So as kids, we learn really fast that the way we are isn't in alignment with how people want us to be. And because we're so emotionally intelligent, it's because we understand people so well that we adapt ourselves, because this is our way of survival. So what we're continuously doing is, I'm doing everything in my best power to prove to you that I'm a good person, that I'm trying my best, that I'm intelligent, that I'm thoughtful, that I'm empathetic. Why don't you like me? Why don't you accept me? And it is always this notion of, I have to do better. I'm just not doing enough. That is what our craving is based on. And that's why as adults, we want to fill that void. We want to get that recognition of, you are good enough. You are worth loving. But no matter how much we try, we're never going to get this hole filled, because this hole happened when you were a kid. You didn't get the recognition you needed. You felt abandoned. You had to build up those coping mechanisms. This really happened. So no matter what you're doing now, no matter how much you're trying to prove to yourself, it's not going to change the fact that your inner child feels like it was abandoned. And you're never ever going to get that recognition. What we have to do then in that moment is actually be our own parent to our inner child, to recognize that I am the only one who can tell myself you're good enough and you're not going to get it from the outside. Because what you're doing in that moment when you crave for other people's validation is to say, I choose what they want me to be. I try to alter myself. I try to perform. I try to play a role so I will get that feedback. I will have to translate who I am so people will understand me. And when you do that, you're neglecting who you truly are. You're stopping to speak your own language because of the fear that nobody will understand your language. But it is through you speaking your language, through you living your life the way you see fit, through doing the things that inspire you, through sharing the message that you believe in, that you start to like yourself, that you start to feel complete. I have experienced both ends of the spectrum. I've been the person who felt like nobody is going to accept me and I need it so much. And I feel that disconnect to somebody who feels like they're connected to everything. And I've seen this with so many INFJs that I've worked with. You won't find what you're looking for out there. You have to stop trying to make people understand that you're somebody special. How would you act if you knew you were special? That's how it all starts. You would actually choose you. You would do the things that would make you proud of yourself. You would do the things that make you appreciate yourself. And if you have difficulty doing that, then look at it from the perspective of saving your own inner child. Get a little picture of you as a little child and tell that child, I'm going to be here for you. I'm going to do what's right for you. I'm going to make you aware of how special you are. And that's how it all starts. Be the parent to yourself that you needed growing up. That is the basis of all of this. And I promise you, once you start going down that road, you'll never look outside anymore for what you're craving, because you're already giving yourself everything you ever needed. And all the connections you have beyond this are based on you liking you and you doing things that make you proud of yourself, and not based on how can I present myself in a way so other people will see that I bring value. Number two, understanding that we as INFJs are powerful beyond measure. We as INFJs are so aware of our visions, we're so aware of our ideas, but what we're not aware of is that we can make them happen. We look at our power in making things happen in the world and we compare it to other people. And we say, maybe I'm slower than others. Maybe I'm not as present as others, right? SE is our last function. So we're more in our head than we are in reality. But once you allow yourself to anchor in your life, to look at where you are right now and to improve your life starting with that and using your vision as your North Star, you can create immense things in your life. Because you might not be the fastest person. You might not be the biggest workaholic. You might not do everything that others could do, and you don't have the power or the physical energy to make things happen. Maybe. But that doesn't matter, because your superpower is your vision. And if you just allow yourself to anchor that in with the energy that you do have, you will stay on that path towards your vision. You can hold on to that vision, because that is the thing that will make the difference. You are powerful beyond measures, the way you are with all the aspects that you do have. You have strengths that others don't, and you have weaknesses that others don't. And altogether, you have everything it takes to create a life that's full of purpose, full of excitement, full of meaning, and you have everything you need to make that happen. Number three, know for sure that you can live a life full of meaning, full of connection, and excitement. So many INFJs that I talk to believe on some level that this is just, you know, something others are given and INFJs are not. I'm just not born this way. I just don't have the luxury of living a life where I feel like I'm creating some exciting life that makes me happy, that makes me fulfilled, where I feel connected. It's just not something that is in the cards for me. I am just an INFJ. And so much of the literature that we read online or the videos that we've seen, you know, represent that. Thankfully, our community has changed over the years. But trust me, when I started this, this was like everywhere. Oh, poor me. I'm an INFJ. I'm different. And now, thankfully, I see that I'm not the only one suffering. Yes, this is a great first step, and I would have never gotten to this place, and now I would have never been able to help INFJs get to the place where they are now if we didn't have this moment of connectivity, of seeing that we struggle together. But there's so much more than that, right? And if you believe that there is no other way out, that you are just this fixed personality that just has to accept the fact that you're going to be an outlier who will always feel disconnected, who will always feel alone, who will always be misunderstood, who cannot create meaning in their life, you're not going to start taking action on making that happen. But trust me when I say, I've seen this not only with myself, but with all of the INFJs that I've worked with. You know, INFJs that I've worked with on a one-on-one level, I've done this for years, and now seeing all of the INFJs in the bootcamp that make amazing things happen in their life. It's possible. It's possible for every single one of us. We just have to understand that we have to believe it. And how do we believe it? We actually start taking action towards it. So think of it like this. You have two choices. You can continue seeing your world and the way you are, the way you always have. And it's going to stay this way. And this is not a bad way of living, right? It is worth living. It is okay. It's good. But there is a better way. And what do you have to choose if you try? If you don't change anything, you know for sure it's not going to get better. But if you change something, if you start taking action on improving your life, if you start creating identity that is based on I'm fighting for myself, I'm making my life better, I'm making choices for my future you, and I'm not just this observer looking at life feeling I can never be part of it. I'm not only part of it, I create it. That's what we want to get to. So decide for yourself that even if you don't believe it, you're giving yourself the best possible outcome if you try it out, because you have nothing else to lose. If you do the old thing, it won't change. If you do the new thing, it might change. And that might be the only thing necessary to prove to yourself that it's all possible. Number four, your vision is your superpower. So I've talked to my vision to so many other people, right? I've talked to INFJs, I've talked to, you know, my mom, I've talked to friends about it. And when you talk to INFJs, they understand it on a different level. Because our vision is something we feel like it has already happened. It is something that we can hold on to. How often have you had a vision that, you know, you kept, although reality showed you, oh, it could be a different way. Oh, you know, it's not going to work because of that. And we believe on some level that every single person has this understanding of vision, but they don't. It is hard for other people to feel the vision like it has already happened. And so therefore, they lose track of it so often. We, on the other hand, we can hold on to a vision, although, you know, we have evidence in so many ways that it's not true. We have held on to our vision, even if it wasn't healthy, even if we had enough evidence that it's not going to happen. But that in itself is our superpower. If we just double check from time to time to make sure that our vision is something that can happen for sure, if it's something that makes sense. For example, you know, one of the things INFJs do all the time or have done, you know, is the vision of, oh, this is the perfect person for me. And I see our connection and we believe it to be so true. Although the other person might have never, you know, started contact with us, never wanted to call us again, has ignored us from the moment we had like this connection with them, right? This is a typical scenario of, you know, double checking our vision. But the fact that we can hold on to our vision, that is our superpower. We don't need to do all the things. We just need to do the right things. So when you have a vision about a business, about your purpose, about relationships, if you do a little bit of checkups with like, you know, do I have enough evidence in my life that this could work? And in a way of, do I have anything that speaks against it? If you just double check a little bit, you have the power to hold on to your vision before you see any results. And that is what will make you create the life you always wanted. You might not be as fast, you might not be as much anchored in reality as others are, but you don't have to be. Because your thought of, I know this is going to happen, I know this is going to be one version of the truth that can actually be manifested if I just choose to take the steps towards it. So believe in that superpower. This is something you have that others are struggling with, so use it. Hold on to it and make choices that reflect back to you that you're getting closer to your vision, because you're taking steps in the real world, you're anchoring it in, and your vision stays your North Star. And number five, everything will change once you start sharing your gift without asking or waiting for people to approve it, without asking or waiting for people to appreciate it, or to give you some kind of feedback if you're doing something special. You have a gift. Every single one of us has. And if you have a message, for example, it is worth sharing because there is at least one evidence that it's worth sharing. And that is what has happened to you. Everything we want to share with the world is based on some transformation that we have experienced, some kind of understanding that we have gained. There is a logic to what we're sharing, to what our gift is. And I'm not just talking about, you know, communicating it. It's about how you live your life, the way you want to share a gift, what is important to you. But so often we wait for others to give us the feedback, oh, this is good enough. And if we do this, we're not really sharing our true gift. Sharing our true gift is based on looking at our life in a bigger sense, meaning I want to contribute. My life, if I look at it just as me as an individual, will never make me feel completely fulfilled. I have to build on something greater. So even if you want to say, I want to make the world a better place, I want to create a better life for my family, I want to create a better life for my community, I want to improve something, whatever it may be, look at it from a bigger perspective. How can I contribute? How can I use my gift to make something better? And when you look at it this way, you're not waiting for people to tell you, oh, you're doing something right, or oh, you're doing something special. You have meaning because you know you're a contributor. You don't need to be a guru. You don't need to be an expert. We all just need to contribute. Because so often, this is one of our fears. Oh, I'm not, you know, somebody special. I'm not an expert. I don't have enough experience. Well, you don't have to. There's always somebody who needs to see, hear, or experience your message, your gift, through your eyes, through your way of seeing the world. They might understand something, they might be transformed if they hear it from you, and they might not feel anything if they hear it from me. Because there's nothing that makes your voice less valuable than any others. You are contributing to a better world, a better society, a better family, a better community, whatever you choose to contribute to. When you start sharing your gift and you stop waiting for recognition, because now you know you're contributing to making something better that's bigger than you, your entire perspective changes. You will feel fulfilled. You will feel connected. You will meet new people in a way you never met them before, because you're not looking left and right how people perceive it. You look at it from the perspective of, this has already helped somebody. This has helped me. So there's a chance this might help somebody else. And that in itself is worth sharing, because maybe there's somebody who will find this and who will have some kind of transformation. That's why I always say, no matter what kind of great ideas you have, as long as you keep them in your head, you're not really contributing in a way that will make you feel fulfilled. Share your gift, share your ideas, share your knowledge, and do it in a way where somebody potentially could find it. It doesn't have to be online. You can contribute in your local communities. You can contribute in a way where you're tapping into your gift. What can you contribute that will make you feel like you're adding meaning to a bigger thing than yourself? That is the key factor in all of it. Remember, if you want a little bit more guidelines, how to find that, how to tap into that, you know, our pillar 4 purpose explains exactly that. So check out the free poster on the 5 pillars to an INFJ epic life. This is the basis on our new and improved bootcamp. It launches January 28th. So also make sure to join the waitlist to get access to the early bird prize and get notified once we go live. You'll find all the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then watch the video on the 5 things every INFJ wants you to know.